Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood says its candidate, Mohamed Morsi, has won the presidential runoff election. This is while analysts say the military council plans to declare former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafir the winner. Moreover, Army has issued a constitutional declaration that formally gives the generals legislative powers. In Greece, the pro-bailout New Democracy Party wins crucial parliamentary elections. The head of the party, Antonis Samaras, has proposed forming a pro-Euro coalition government. His party beat the anti-austerity Syriza party, which wanted to cancel Greece's international bailout deals. The move could have forced Greece out of the Eurozone. Exit polls show French President François Hollande's Socialist Party winning a solid majority in parliamentary elections. This was the second round of voting. Hollande's bloc had won 22 seats in the first round. The outcome will help Hollande push through his planned economic and social reforms. The United Nations says Afghanistan and Iraq are the world's leading sources of refugees. The two countries were the main targets in America's so-called war on terror. Also on the UN list is Somalia, where Washington has confirmed it's conducting drone attacks. Nigeria has imposed a 24-hour curfew following the string of deadly attacks on churches in the north. At least 36 people were killed in the state of Kaduna. No group has claimed responsibility for the bloodshed, but the attacks are blamed on a militant group called Boko Haram. Britain is preparing to order two reactors for its next generation of nuclear submarines. The Defense Ministry says the contract is worth over $1.5 billion. The decision comes despite London's commitment to reducing its nuclear arsenal under Article 6 of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The head of the UN Observer Mission in Syria says his team cannot evacuate civilians and the wounded from the city of Homs because of safety concerns. Major General Robert Mood is urging warring sides to stop hostilities. Thousands of people have been killed in Syria's unrest since last year. Fresh Israeli airstrikes have injured at least five Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The wounded include women and children. Israel has pounded the enclave frequently since the end of the 22-day deadly war against Gaza back in 2009. Gazans are also suffering from Tel Aviv's years-long economic blockade.